It's all right. Hello?
Hi, this is Whitney returning your call with XTL Logistics. How may I help you?
Hi, I got a phone call. I just got a phone call from this number.
Okay, what's the phone number we called, sir?
937-232-0012.
One moment, let me get this account pulled up, please.
Cool.
All right, one moment, please, sir.
Dude, I don't know. Apparently, this delivery got rescheduled. Try and deal with it.
All right, sir, I'm still with you. One moment.
You're good.
Okay, so what's your first and last name and the address on this account, please?
Well, the delivery address or the address on account?
The address on the where are we bringing it to?
It'd be Karen Collins, 8289 Runway.
Okay, sir, this had been rescheduled to the 23rd.
Yep, so why was it rescheduled?
Because Best Buy scheduled you for a blackout date for XTO, so it shouldn't have been scheduled for that date.
Interesting, because that's not the message that was left with me by another representative. The other representative said that it was because your installers were actually overbooked.
Yeah, a blackout date. They scheduled you for a blackout date, which has already been scheduled full. So a blackout date, it means that they scheduled you when an installer has already been booked up.
Interesting. So I don't think that's the case. And the reason being is because I'm actually a Best Buy employee. And I'm actually looking at our order system. The reason that it's delayed is because the line item is having trouble with shipping. So I don't really appreciate being lied to, especially because I know that's how my customers would be treated.
I do apologize. I'm going by the notes, and it was rescheduled to the 23rd. So the 23rd is going to be scheduled. So unfortunately, I don't know.
I know. What I need you to do is I need as the employee of the customer, I need the other people, whoever they were scheduled on, I'm going to need their date to be pushed up because the customers don't appreciate being lied to. And two, as you guys represent Best Buy, that is not a very good quality of customer service.
That was from management. It had to be rescheduled. Unfortunately, I can't push anything back, and I'm not going to do that. I don't have the authorization to do that, sir.
So who does? And two, it's okay. I'm not mad at you. I know it's not your fault. I'm frustrated with the other person. But what I still need to happen is you should not have gone ahead and rescheduled the installation for a date without talking to the customer. Why was it already rescheduled for the 23rd? I just stated you, sir. On the 23rd?
Well, then it had to be after that because the 23rd was the next available appointment after. I understand that it is should contact the customer.
I'm also looking,
we called.
I am looking. Like I said, I'm an employee. I am looking at our orders management system, and it is available on the 22nd. So, again, lied to. I don't love it, but it's okay.
Okay, well, sir, I do apologize. We called and left the voicemail for the customer that the situation had to be rescheduled. So the customer didn't answer, but they was aware. We went ahead and rescheduled it.
Okay, but that doesn't matter. If what if I'm not home on the 23rd?
Then it'll need to be rescheduled to a different date, sir.
I know, but you don't go ahead and schedule it without speaking to a customer. It's not that complicated.
Unfortunately, sir,
fault,
the management did that, and I can't override that, sir. And unfortunately,
I can't
make those decisions.
Then?
This was from you're not able to speak with anyone, sir. They don't have a phone number I can transfer you to.
That is so ridiculous. Oh, my God.
So the customer will be scheduled for the 23rd. If you want to speak with another supervisor here at XPO, they're going to tell you the same information. So I can get you another supervisor so they can tell you the same information. One moment, please. Are you the Best Buy rep, sir?
No, I'm a customer.
So you're the customer?
Yes, I am the customer, and yes, I work for Best Buy.
Oh, okay. One moment, please. Are you still with me, sir?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, I'm just notating the account and getting you transferred over to a supervisor. One more moment, please.
Thank you.
Still with you, sir. One moment.
It's all right.
All right. Let me get you transferred over, sir. Is there anything else I assist
you
with today?
Nope.
All right. Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. Hold the line for me. I say, I'm sorry with you. Something's going on with my system here. One moment, please.
No worries.
Still with you. So I'm having a little IT difficulties here with my system. One moment.
Yeah.
All right, sir, I'm getting ready to transfer you now. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
Nope.
All right, thank you so much for calling in to XVL Logistics. Hold the line for me.